Welcome to Widow's Mite Because Life Happens, podcast number 17. I haven't been around much for the last few weeks as I have been grappling with the issues of life. At times, life appears to swerve us in its own direction, or so it would seem, while in actuality, I have been using this time to handle and try to organize the odd structures of life as they have unfolded over the past 2 years. Since my husband passed into glory, I have experienced a torrent of emotions and an overflow of circumstances. I have been forced to gain self-control over the onslaught of triggers that constantly want to make me fall apart, that want to leave me open and vulnerable, and have no respect or inclination for the troubled heartbreak that persists as a result of the pain attached. I've been forced to learn how to grab hold of the aspects of life that help equip me. These aspects that help equip me to take the next step and learn how to discern and how to commit to letting go of these same aspects that leave me broken and bleeding. The long sleepless nights filled with empty tears and the longing for someone that cannot and will not ever return have had to be silenced. The decision to not give in to them had to be made. And then I have been left with the question, what now? That ground has been more difficult to tread. The what now question has somehow, and due to my culture and heritage, worked its way into what is my family and what it wants. Here's the scenario. I'm not 100 years old, but my children have been carrying a picture of me in their heads, of a little old woman wearing a black scarf over hair wrapped severely on a head, with no face on it. The black nondescript dress on a formless body is matched by black leotards on fully covered legs. The eyes on the head are dull. The face is ragged from grief. And yes, this is almost the same picture that I had for myself over the last 2 years, except I am not 100 years old. In some ways, with my children seeing me as this haggard persona that is never going to recover from the loss of a husband once loved, I realize that their broken heart wants to see me that way. And not only does it want to see me that way, excuse me, it doesn't want to see me any other way. In some regards, there's comfort there. And I understand it. I understand the brokenness that comes from feeling as though my grief as their mother, as the partner to their father, helps to... what's the perfect word? Console them? Release them? From having to continue grieving so that they can go on with their lives while I'm trapped, not going on with mine. This is not something they're doing consciously, at least not that I can think. And in my mind's eye, I consider that they have now placed me in a position of being a Girl Friday. Sometimes a standby babysitter or a cook or a friend or someone to reminisce with. Someone that could be called on at any time for any reason, as though the rest of my days should be and could be dedicated to them in honor of the husband I loved and made them with. The problem with this scenario is that for the past 2 years, I've been miserable. I've been wallowing in grief. I've been feeling insignificant, pulled in every direction by various members of my family, by my own brain, by my own thoughts, by my own lack of experience in this department of widowhood, and feeling coerced to be someone I don't want to be. So what is the solution? I'm breaking out of this prison, that much I know. I have dreams, I have desires, I may not be 18, but I'm not 100. And God has given me health and a heart's desire to reach for something more, for some of the goals I hoped to achieve during the course of my life before I ever met my husband. I was never able to fill those dreams because I got married when I was 16. But I don't live in a box. I was made with a purpose. I believe that God created me with a plan. And I believe I've got to take a grip of what is that plan for my life. Therefore, I'm going to embark on a mission to break free from this Italian old woman widow stereotype that somehow was beginning to weave its web over the last 2 years. And I'm going to make an effort to accomplish long lost but never forgotten dreams. How do you feel about the time and space in between your loss and now? Are you trapped in a pit of triggers and despair? If you are, tell me about it. I'm all ears. You can email me at emtee5578@gmail.com. That's mt5578@gmail.com. If your heartbreak is beginning to feel like a house of detention, then you need to do something about it. You can't survive in a world filled with chaos, filled with circumstances, filled with challenges, filled with confrontations, filled with life, unless you come out of your box. So I'm inviting you to share with me, share your heart with me. I don't know if I can help you, but maybe we can help each other. Maybe we can hear from one another and come up with an idea as to how to break free. I think I'm onto something when I say I'm breaking out of this prison, and I think that if you are ready, maybe you can break out too. Email me if you'd like to share your story, and if you give me permission, I'll share it as well. And if you don't, that's okay. I can keep it between us and perhaps just venting will be enough therapy to help you get through to the next step. In the meantime, I am still working it out, and I'll be back with more when I have some. For now, for today, I'd like to thank you for joining me at Widow's Mite, because life happens. Ciao for now.